This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. There's another kind of green being talked about during this election campaign season. This is the kind that fouls lakes and rivers and tourism. Algae blooms decimating Lake Okeechobee and both the Gulf and Atlantic coastlines have become campaign fodder.
I don't think the septic tanks are the core issue. I know there's been stuff put out on that. I think that was funded by industry sources. To me, the problem is that you're putting all this phosphorus into Lake Okeechobee. When the lake rises, they have the Army Corps will discharge it, and they're discharging it into the estuaries.
The septic tank research came out of the University of Florida and Florida Atlantic University, and it said that the majority of the nutrient loading going into the Indian River Lagoon was coming from failed septic systems.
That was the Republican candidates for governor, Ron DeSantis and Adam Putnam, at their recent debate. Now let's follow this green trail with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Allison. So how critical are septic tanks to this whole algae outbreak?
Well, it's really a tough answer to come up with. So there is a scientist who has done research showing that septic tanks play a major role. But other scientists says it's really harder to pinpoint what the leaky septic tanks have factored into the pollution. And of course, there's no single factor. We have to, of course, consider agricultural runoff, which is really a sufficient cause to this problem. So really, the idea of septic tanks, yes, there is research that supports they do play a role, but whether or not they play the majority of the role is just really hard to answer.
All right, now I've been to this area north of Lake Okeechobee. It's where the Kissimmee River Valley is, and there aren't a lot of homes there, so not a lot of septic tanks. So could agriculture be the main culprit here?
One expert definitely said that agriculture runoff is the more sufficient cause to the problem, and it makes sense for Putnam, who of course didn't maybe want to offend the sugar industry, for him to say that, yeah, it is the septic tanks. But you make a great point. There's not as many septic tanks. There's a lot of farms, though. So that's why this agriculture runoff is such an important key in all of this discussion.
So Adam Putnam comes from a long line of cattle and citrus farmers. Maybe his agricultural ties are at play here in what he's saying?
Yeah, so it's important to note that the sugar industry is financially backing Putnam, and the industry actually owns farmland south of the lake. So that, of course, is an important factor.
All right, let's move on to the Democratic candidate for governor, one of the Democratic candidates, former Congresswoman Gwen Graham. She said recently that teachers in charter schools don't even have to be certified. Now, Allison, full disclosure here, my kids go to a charter school, and I know they have to be certified.
Yeah, so we rated Graham's statement mostly false, and it's really misleading to say that teachers in charter schools don't have to be certified when the vast majority of them do. So at every charter school currently operating in Florida, teachers are held to the same certification standards as they would be in public schools. Now, the one caveat is about these schools of hope. That was a recently introduced subset of charter schools, and teachers will not need to be certified for schools of hope, but none of those schools as of August had opened, and when they do open, they'll make up a very small percentage of the state's existing charter schools.
Now, the schools of hope, which you might be talking about here, the only criteria is you have to be not convicted of any felonies?
The schools of hope can hire administrators and instructional personnel who do not meet the requirements for public school teachers as long as they have not been convicted of any felonies and other serious crimes.
But none of them are open yet, so we don't have to worry about them.
We wrote this check in the mid-August, and when we had checked then, none had been open.
Okay, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for certifying the truthfulness of what we're hearing from all these politicians.
Thanks for having me.